Hello, hello, hello. 102 Talk.NF5, Talk.NF5.com. I appreciate you being here and being a part of this shindig. I also appreciate Mr. Bugs being one of our fine sponsors. I really love what they do at my house. David is my tech. He comes out and he knows all the nooks and crannies because I took him on a tour the very first time he was there. I said, this seems like it might be a problem area. This is, and he's like, you don't have any idea what you're talking about. I'll tell you where the problem areas are, and then I'll treat them properly. Just show me where everything is. Okay, all right, I did. And I did, and he treats me right. Not just the inside, but also this great little outdoor entertainment area that I love so much, and I have a lovely porch, an upstairs balcony type thing, a Romeo and Juliet deal, and he takes care of all of that to make sure it remains bug-free. Mosquito reduction as well, which is going to be more important once all this cold weather goes away, and termite bonding. Plus, they can get rid of the weeds and the bugs that are keeping your lawn from being all that it can be. So turf management as well, all under one big roof. Mr. Bugs. They are statewide, 844-MRBUGGS, 844-MR-BUGS, or online, MrBugs.com, MRBUGGS.com, 900-3433 locally, 900-3433. So here we have a perfect juxtaposition, a tale of two kitties, as it were.
I am very interested in this tale of two kitties.
It's K-I-D-D-I-E-S, not T's. Oh. Sorry about that.
You had my hopes up, Richard.
I'm sorry. I hate to break your heart like that. SHG getting a new kitten tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, she had her previous cat was taken away. Taken away.
Jerk.
Removed from her home. So now she's getting a new kitten. I have already taken to calling the cat Leopold.
I like it.
I don't think it's,
you don't even know if it's a boy.
I have no idea. I think you actually have to see the animal before you start naming them, don't you?
No, you can just, I'm going to have a name.
Just arbitrarily?
Yep.
Hmm.
That's how you get a boy named Sue.
Here is a tale of two kitties, children as it were. You have one, Michaela Bryant, right? This is a girl who, and now we have the 911 recording. There are those who have claimed, well, she's the one who called police because she was in trouble. That is almost certainly not true. Listening to the portions of the 911 call that I have heard, that is absolutely not the case. Now, I could be wrong on that, and I'm willing to hang that out there as I'm stepping out and telling you things that I don't know, okay? And if I am wrong, I'll apologize and say I was wrong about this. But it does not sound in any way, shape, or form like a 16-year-old girl. It is instead a woman who was saying, there are grown girls over here trying to stab us, attacking us with a knife, okay? And when police show up, guess what they find? They find a 16-year-old girl with a knife attempting to attack a girl in pink who's also 16 years old. They say, get down, and then shoot her. And they shoot her dead. Four shots, boom, on the ground, done. Now, what we have is one dead child, right? Makia Bryant. A terrible shame. Nobody would hope for that to happen. But on the other hand, if the police had not fired, we would have a different dead child, girl in pink, whose name we don't know. We would have her dead on the scene from a knife wound. I've pointed out it doesn't take much. One or two stabs from a knife in the right place can absolutely take your life. We've seen it over and over again. Now, there's the tale of one kitty. Here is the other kitty, a 13-year-old girl in Cincinnati. By the way, that took place in Columbus, Ohio. This took place in Cincinnati, Ohio. They're both within the same state. And a 13-year-old girl named Naira was killed by another 13-year-old girl who sliced the side of her neck with a pocket knife. Most likely cut her jugular. There were no police around to stop that from happening. Now, let me ask you something. How much press do you think Naira Givens is going to get compared to Michaela Bryant? How much press do you think is going to be given to the 13-year-old girl who was killed by another 13-year-old girl? By the way, both African-Americans in Cincinnati, the same state, Ohio, as the Columbus situation. Do you think Naira is going to get any sort of press whatsoever, my guess would be very little, comparatively speaking. And yet you still have a dead person. You still have a dead African-American. You still have a dead African-American girl. This is what I have been telling you and trying to get to the root of again and again and again and again and again. The African-American community does have a problem, and it is not a problem with white people attacking them. It isn't. Because if a black person is a victim of a crime, there is a better than 90% chance. I just say 9 out of 10 to make it easy. 9 out of 10 times, it was another black person who did it. 9 out of 10 times. I'm talking about sexual assault. I'm talking about physical assault. I'm talking about armed robbery. I'm talking about property crimes. I'm talking about attempted murder. I'm talking about murder. 9 times out of 10, that crime was committed by another African-American person. If you want us to care about the so-called mishandling of African-Americans at the hands of white police officers, maybe you should start caring about the mishandling of African-Americans at the hands of other African-Americans. Because it's kind of hard to take it seriously when you realize that 15 unarmed black people were killed by police in 2019 and 80,000 African-Americans were killed by other African-Americans. But you're just not getting that story, because that's not the story that sells. What we got yesterday was a verdict in the Chauvin, the Derek Chauvin case, not yesterday, the day before, rather. We got a verdict in the case, and then we had a bunch of people come out and tell us it's not enough. We haven't done enough, because they need this so desperately to be a cause that can help them get votes. They need this so desperately to be able to sell you that they're the only people with the answer. Well, you know who you're trusting to have the answer? A woman who served as the attorney general in the state of California, where there's loads of black-on-black crime. She's the vice president. And how about a guy who's been in office in some capacity at the federal level for 47 years? We're supposed to say, oh, I've got the answer. You haven't had the answer for 47 years. We're in this state now, and you're claiming that you're the only person who has the answer? Where the hell were you 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago? Where were you? You were in office. Why didn't you do something about this if you claim it's such an overwhelming problem that only you can fix? It's all smoke and mirrors. The goal is to try to convince you that there's a huge problem and a huge crisis, and if you just, A, vote for the right people, and B, let them spend government, that is to say your money, at will, willy-nilly, however they see fit, the problem will be solved. How many problems has government ever solved? We declared a war on poverty, we have as much poverty as we've ever had. We declared a war on drugs, we have as many drugs as we've ever had. We declared, I think we beat the Nazis, right? We won that one. I think that counts.
We beat communists.
Like communists, we backed them down, although really China still, you know, still out there.
We defeat the Soviet Union. We beat the Soviet Union.
Woohoo! And now we got Putin. Worked out really well, didn't it? Anyway, think about this. When you start talking about larger social issues and social problems, how many of them have the government solved? They keep saying, give us your trust and give us your money, and we're going to solve this problem. And then the problem inevitably gets worse. Again, they only put a spotlight on those issues that further their cause. I made mention of this the other day, and David misunderstood what I was talking about. There was the former sheriff's detective who shot 3 people in Austin, Texas. Remember a couple of days ago, you contacted me and said, we got an active shooter situation, and then it turned out it wasn't active. It was from a couple of hours before. By the way, I wish we could just ban the term active shooter from the vocabulary, because I'm so tired of hearing bona fide, real live news sources that you're supposed to trust saying, there was an active shooter yesterday. Yeah, I'm going to guess that if he was shooting, he was active. The hell kind of statement is that? An active, yes, if he was shooting, he was active. There's no question about it. He was up, he was about, he was moving, he was active. What a stupid statement. The answer is, there was a shooting yesterday, not an active shooter. An active shooter is reserved for when it's happening right now. It's going on right now. Active shooting. Okay, good. That's when we talk about it. Nonetheless, this guy was a sheriff's detective. He shot his ex-wife and two other people and killed them dead, then went on the run. Media dropped that story like a hot potato. You know why? He was black. Doesn't fit the narrative. Doesn't fit the narrative of guns. Doesn't fit the narrative of police officers being violent because he was a former sheriff's deputy. Doesn't fit the narrative of the angry white man. So we just have to throw dirt on that and pretend it didn't happen. It's exhausting. You people are so lucky you have me here to straighten all of this out. Now, if you'll just send me money and let me spend it at will, I can fix all these stupid misunderstandings and problems for you. I figured I'd give it a shot. 113 back in a moment. Don't go away. Let's get it on. It's hard for me to listen to this song without thinking of the Dr. Evil and Frau whatever
Frau
her name. Farbissina. Yes, Frau Farbissina. She was the head of the militant wing of the Salvation Army. And they're getting their freak on. That was created Scott. Good stuff. Scotty don't. 119 talk995.com. I gotta admit, you know, I've been trying to do it. I'm watching the movies in order, David, the Marvel movies, and I'm up to Thor. And the first time I watched Thor, I was like, I didn't really like this that much. And the second time now, this is the second time through Thor. This is only the second time I've watched it. I'm like, I was kind of right the first time.
Well, good news for you. Disney and Sony signed a major deal yesterday. So the Spider-Man films will be coming in 2022 to the Disney Plus streaming service.
Excellent. So I'll be able to see Spider-Man Far From Home
and
Spider-Man Homecoming. Good. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that.
And the No Way Home will debut next year, probably.
Yeah.
At
a pay-per-view thing, you'll have to
no,
buy.
No. The movie's coming out this
oh, okay.
December, but it'll be on Disney Plus.
2022, next they'll bring it around again. Okay, I'm good with that. I haven't watched the fourth episode of
Falcon and the
Winter Soldier. I'm looking forward to
that. The finale's released tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be a little bit behind on that. That's okay. I got sucked in. I'm watching
episode
the Orville
four,
again.
Episode four.
Yeah,
it's a lot of exposition, but the ending really
okay.
Good.
I got to see it. I'll watch it. Trust me. I'll be there. Count on it. Big finale happening tomorrow. I won't catch it probably before maybe Saturday night. Saturday, I got to go do. I'm judging this chili cook-off. I'm excited about that. It's a Guinness chili cook-off.
You like chili?
I love chili. Big fan of chili. And this is hardly my first rodeo, by the way. I've been the judge at several chili cook-offs in the past. And the guy who pressed me into service didn't even know that when he asked me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing. I've been around a chili cook-off or two, my friend. And this is the cool kind where they bring the ingredients and they have to cook it on site. Yeah.
Ooh.
Rather than everybody just bring in their own, because you could throw a couple of cans of Hormel in there and get away with it. But, I mean, you wouldn't win, but you could. So you actually have to cook it on site, which I love. I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be awesome. EC is in Hueytown. EC, you're on Talk 995. What's on your mind?
Hey, Richard. I was going to say something, you checked your blood pressure lately, man. You were on a rant a while ago.
My blood pressure was fantastic. My blood pressure is like 117 over 74. I'm in fuego health wise, my friend.
Yeah. Okay. I was just wondering. You pretty good rant a while ago about these idiots out there and the statistics about crime and what have you. But let's rewind the tape. Earlier, you're talking about. Hold on, I'm watching this car right here. Okay. A while ago, you were talking about
the
transgenders playing in men's sports, what have you.
Women's sports, actually. Yeah, transgender women, supposedly biologically born male. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said males playing male sports and women playing female sports, but listen here, you ever heard of mixed doubles in tennis? I mean, it's a man-woman feel, you're on an equal plane, more or less. But you know, it's not just women and women, it's men and men.
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Out of all the different ways that you can compete in tennis, that is one of them, yes. Now, would you ever put two men on one side of the net and two women on the other?
I have played like that, but it wasn't fun.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, you know. Yeah. And that would never be a sanctioned tournament event. I rest my case. End of story. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, you should have, you know, I guess. But then, man, I took like men don't play with women in sports, but they do when it's mixed. You could have clarified yourself a little better.
Yes. Thank you for correcting that. Thank you for being a nitpicker. Up until this moment, I'd forgotten how much I disliked my ex-wife, but you have just reminded me of her in a way that I will never forget, EC. Thank you for that.
Let me tell you something, Richard. When I played mixed for years and I enjoyed it, you know, it's just more of a social thing. It's fun. But the men, when you play different teams here in Birmingham, across town, whatever, the men always went after the women with the shots. And I had to cover three quarters of the court. The male always covered three quarters of the court. The woman usually stayed at the net, covered mm-hmm. that little square. Mm-hmm. And you had to do all the running when they lob, what have you.
Well, they also only got paid 70% as much as you did. So let's be fair about this. You know, they weren't working as hard because they were only making 70% as much. So
yeah, but let me tell you, you make a bad shot, they let you know it, you know, after you run your tail off. They do a lot of times they say, hey, yeah, you should have had that one. And whereas they missed one, you know, it gets...
I'm not getting into this. I'm not doing the battle of the sexes thing with you, mister. I have a girlfriend I have to go see tonight, and I'm not putting up with this. It's not going to happen.
Okay, Richard, one more thing. You're talking about why these people keep supporting the Black Lives Matter and stuff and the liberal side. I've been a union my whole life, okay? And back when Obama ran and when Ron Paul ran, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
It was the first election or second one, I can't remember, of Obama's. But what have you, he was always talking about the wall and everything. We got to have the wall, and he made sense. And then McCain took off with that logo. Oh, we got to have the wall. And then he ended up being the nominee. I think that was the second time around. But anyway, make a long story short, we used to have safety meetings at work. And me and a real good friend of mine, we got in a debate all the time about politics toward the end of the safety meeting, and everybody would listen, and I'd tell my side, he'd tell his side, what have you, and we'd have it out basically, and then we're just back to, you know, anyway, what I was gonna say, this one guy said, I don't like Obama a bit, but what else can I do?
You are so out of time. Thank you, EC.
There's a lot.
Take care. There you go. Man, it's deceptively nice looking outside. But it's a little on the brisk side. I took the dogs for a walk yesterday afternoon. I spent the entire time wishing that I had dressed more warmly. I was at the park with two other people. Well, one group of people that were there when I was there, and then another one that was showing up when I was leaving. And one was a small family, mom and two kids, and they were dressed for Christmas. They were like, they had the bulky coats on, the hats, the mittens, everything. I was like, oh, I envy you. And then as I was leaving with the dogs, a car pulled up and a couple of people hopped out, and they were wearing shorts and T-shirts. And I thought, you have an attached garage, don't you? You got in your car and you took off and you're not stepping outside until now. You might have made a grievous error. Just saying. 131 Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com, Parrott Structural Services, bringing you portions of today's show there. As near as your computer, parrotss.com, if you're looking for good info on whether or not you might have a foundation problem. Now, you can't get it all there, and nothing beats a pair of eyes on the foundation telling you whether or not there's a problem. Parrott Structural Services wants to be those eyes. 668-2626, sinking, cracking, crumbling, leaning, falling, whatever you see there, they may be able to lend a hand, or it could manifest itself in another way entirely. Again, the phone call is the first step toward a solution. They're the guys who say get a structural engineer, so you know they're going to be on the up and up. And get a structural engineer if you're not sure. That's how it works, man. Parrott Structural Services, ParrottSS.com, licensed, bonded, insured, E-Verify compliant, 668-2626, ParrottSS.com online. Jake is in Highland Lake. He's got a traffic report. What's going on, Jake? Talk to me, man.
Hey, just crossed over. I'm headed westbound, but eastbound I-20. At Pell City, the bridge that goes over Logan Martin, there is a wreck on the bridge.
Oh, my.
And it's backed all the way up to to mile marker 161.
Woo! Oh, baby, you're going to be backed up for a while there on I-20. Okay, good to know. That's eastbound at Pell City. Nice to know. Thank you, Jake. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, man.
You are our eyes and ears. We don't have regular traffic reports during this time because usually nothing is happening during this time. But you can phone in with a traffic report. If you have one, we'd love to hear it. Here is John on a cell phone. John, you're on Talk 99.5 on the Birmingham Broker phone line. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say you were right on target here. I guess it's been about 10 or 15 minutes ago about the ratio of the police killing blacks and blacks killing blacks. I was glad to hear what you said. I wish the TV news would report stuff like that.
Well, all it takes is a little bit of analysis, and they're not interested because that's not going to get you views. You know, you have to light people's hair on fire to get them excited. And there might be some out there who say, well, what about white-on-white crime, Richard? Which is true. If a white guy is a victim of a crime, there's a just under 9 out of 10 chance that it was a white person who was responsible for committing that crime. It's about 8.6%, okay? 86 out of 100. But we're not out here screaming about black on white violence. We're not out here screaming that we're disproportionately being killed by black people. You don't really, that argument doesn't have a leg to stand on. No, we're not screaming about white on white violence because A, expressed as a percentage of how much violence there is out there, it's actually significantly smaller than the population. And B, we're not complaining about things that have nothing to do with it. So just thought I would address that argument before anybody else brought it up. See, no one is actually qualified to debate me except me. That's how good I am.
Well, I was glad to hear that when I just got in my truck when I turned it on and heard that. I thought, boy, he is right on target. So that's all I wanted to say. So
thank you, John. Thank you. And thank you for listening. I appreciate you, man. Stay in your truck. Don't never leave now. Just keep listening nonstop from this point forward. It will improve my day. Taco Bell started testing its own meat alternative. Coming up with a vegetarian alternative to the Supreme, the taco, the crunchy taco Supreme. It's a weird thing. I, as a rule, I don't eat raw tomatoes. But if they're on a Taco Bell Supreme taco, I'm not going to take them off of there. I want them on there. I don't know why, but they really add to the flavor. And this is one of the very few that they're going to eventually, I guess they're going to be working with Beyond Meat. They're going to test the Beyond Meat alternative this year. And I never would eat a burger made of this. I never would eat, really, almost, I mean, a hot dog, none of that stuff. I just wouldn't. But you give me a Taco Bell taco that's got meat alternative in it, and I might be willing to give that a shot. And I'll tell you why. You're seasoning that meat until it barely tastes like meat anyway, right? It tastes more like the seasoning than it does like ground beef or whatever it is they're using nowadays. We're not sure. I kid, it's ground beef. And then you're adding cheese on top of that, and then you're throwing sour cream on top of that, and then you're throwing lettuce on top of that, and then you're throwing on tomatoes on top of that, and you get the crunchy shell. I really feel like meat is just one of the ingredients that makes a Supreme taco from Taco Bell all that it's supposed to be. So if you're just replacing one of the ingredients with an alternative, I mean, I wouldn't lose my mind if they were replacing the sour cream with something with a non-dairy version. That wouldn't make me crazy. So replacing the meat with a fake meat, I might be willing to give that a shot. Probably more likely to do the soft taco thing, though. I don't know what it is. Hard tacos and I had a breakup some time ago.
They crumble.
Yeah.
You can't get through the whole thing without it just destroying your hand.
The bottom always splits like right along the seam there, and then the whole thing ends up in your lap. I'll never forget. Remember we used to have those birthday parties, long since gone because of COVID. Thanks, Rona, where we would have Taco Mama cater the things, right? And I was down there, and Sir Lawrence, our promotions director, was there. And I said, here's what you do, man. You slap down one of these tortillas. They had the small fajita-sized tortillas. And then you build your taco on top of that, right? You use the hard shell, load it up. Then as you eat, all the stuff falls down onto the soft tortilla shell, and then you roll it up, and you eat that. And he said, my God, that's brilliant. And he's been doing it ever since.
I love soft tacos. I'm not a big fan of – I'll do crunchy nachos, but I'm just not a – crunchy taco guy.
Sometimes before I go to bed, I'm going to say this out loud and let you judge me. I will watch recipe videos on YouTube, on my big screen TV. Which, by the way, I don't know why I thought that the, what's the word I'm looking for? The resolution on it. I thought the resolution on it was going to be bad because it was sort of designed for computers and stuff. It's great. It's epic. It's fantastic. So I watch these recipe videos because I like to cook and I like to know about cooking. And I always think, oh, I'm going to try that. Or maybe I'd like to dream about that tonight or whatever. I don't know. And plus, you know, I'm perennially dieting. So if I can't eat food, I'm always interested in looking at food or talking about food or being around food. So I'm watching one the other night, and a guy says, why don't your burritos taste as good as the ones from the restaurant? And I'm thinking, that's a good question. My burritos never taste as good as the one from the restaurant. Why is that? Well, he explained, first off, part of the biggest problem is that I'm using the wrong tortilla. The tortilla needs to be the really big ones, like the bigger, the better. And you got to use a big pan and you got to heat it up for a little bit on either side, which is something I haven't been doing when I'm making burritos. He says, you know, you can put whatever you want in there, but you have to put it in this way and you have to cook it this way. I'm not going to go through the process for you, but he explained a lot about stuff that I've been doing wrong for a long time when it comes to burritos. And I was like, well, now I want burritos. So I got up and cooked some. No, I didn't. I'm just kidding.
You totally should.
But, you know, sometimes the reason why things don't turn out the way you think they should is because you're not using the right ingredients. True in life as well as in cooking. Aha. Anyway, here's something truly awful that has been unleashed upon America by Satan himself. Natural Light has got a Natterday's Fruity Beers selection. Perhaps you heard of it. It's a number of different very light beers that are all fruit-flavored. Not content to damage America with this, Natty Light has decided that they're going to turn them into Icy Pops. Now, this works out well. Anybody who has left a beer in the freezer too long, thinking that they're going to cool it down and then pulls it out later, you know, just before the moment it explodes, knows about that slushy beer flavor, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But I'm telling you, Natty Light Natterday's Strawberry Lemonade Flavored Beer, Pineapple Lemonade Flavored Beer, and both of those being turned into Icy Pops, 12-count box, 6 strawberry lemonade, 6 pineapple lemonade, and their beer, 8% alcohol by volume. Don't underestimate how strong these things are. I mean, the average hard seltzer is 4 to 5%. This is 8%. What have we come to in America? You know, at some point, you just have to say, I don't like beer. Just admit, you don't like beer. Just say it. I don't like beer. And then don't drink it. It's that simple. Stop remaking beer. Stop rearranging beer. Stop putting brownie and almonds and dark chocolate and calling it a Snickers bar. Am I unusually hostile today, David?
Get off my lawn!
Yes, I used to have an onion type, which was the style at the time. Simpsons references. I'd like to say they never get old, but they really have. Are we looking? They're going to like 30 years now, aren't they?
We're over 30.
We're over 30.
We're at 32.
Because I think I saw that they had just signed a new contract to stick around.
35.
I mean, these guys, first off, who can believe they all lived that long? That's the most amazing thing.
Well,
to me.
You got to remember, Homer's in a coma, so all this is taking place in Homer's head.
I did not know
have
that.
Have you not heard that theory?
No, I have not heard that theory.
That's why there's so many pop star references and pop culture references, because they've got a TV on in his hotel room, and it's invading his subconscious.
When did he go into the coma? When did this happen? What episode was it that he went into the coma?
Falling down the ravine.
That's a very early one.
Yeah.
So the first
been in a coma since then.
A fun fact, the first time that blood was ever shown in a cartoon. True story. That was for like the second season, if I'm not incorrect.
Let me double check.
Maybe third? What was the name of the daredevil? Colonel something or other, Captain Lance, was it? No, Lance Murdoch? Oh, this would be scary if I got that right. That would be terrifying if I got that right.
Season 2, Episode 8.
Holy crap.
Let me pull up. I'm trying to find the name of the Daredevil.
This was a...
Yeah, you're right. Lance Murdoch.
Holy crap. And I can't tell you where my car keys are right now. Second episode, second season, rather. And Bart was going to jump over the ravine on his skateboard, and Homer stopped him and ended up accidentally, and he completely missed the jump. Much like Evel Knievel in the Snake River Canyon. Funniest thing about that episode, by the way, was when Captain Lance Murdoch was going to jump over the pool of sharks, and they also threw in one lion, which cracked me
and
up.
And alligator.
But he is like, he lands in the pool of sharks, and he's swimming for it, and it looks like he's going to get out, and then the lion comes out and grabs him and pulls him under. I don't know why that just killed me. That just killed me. Here is EC with a traffic report. What do you got, EC?
Okay, I'm heading westbound on 280. There's a major wreck just past Grandview Hospital,
uh-oh,
a few hundred feet, and it's backed up all the way across 459 past the summit, and I'm down here in Mountain Brook area. Ugh. It's just parking lot. But it's a major, there's two or three cars that are just totally disintegrated. So
this is going to make for a fun rush hour this afternoon. Thank you for the heads up, EC. Just past Grandview, eastbound on 280. Be careful out there, people. Try to keep it between the lines, will you? Am I causing these accidents? It's not me, is it? I hope it's not me. Is it you? Is it me? Is it me? It's you, right?
Okay. It's me.
1:45, back at a flash. Stick around. Ah, Bad Company. They wrote an awful lot of songs about love, did they not? 1:49, Talk995, Talk995.com. It's time for a Mr. P's Butcher Shop and a Deli Grilling Tip. Mr. P's, 813 Shadecrest Road in beautiful Bluff Park, has got the steak package for you. This is a flat-out steak package from start to finish. 5 8-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignon steaks. Yeah, 5 of them. 5 12-ounce ribeye steaks. 5 12-ounce New York strip steaks. 16-ounce bottle of Pilateri's marinade, $185.99 right now. Just one of the many great deals that they have. Oh, yeah. You can pick any number of fabulous meat specials. Load up your freezer with it. I talked about that one specifically because what we're talking about today is something I did over the weekend, and I didn't get into too much detail. I did put up a video, and I don't blame a lot of people for not watching it because I thought, I'm never doing this. Why would I? Air frying a steak, or in my case, two steaks. Let me tell you about, if I were to do it again, differences. Here's what I would do. I'll just tell you from start to finish what I would do if I was going to do it again, all right? First off, I would use a much better cut of steak because I just used cheap grocery store steak because if I ruined it, it was okay that I was ruining cheap grocery store steak, and I always have mac and cheese on hand and I could just make that, you know? But I decided I would, next time if I did this again, I would absolutely use a better cut of steak. I'd probably use ribeye. It's my favorite steak. I would absolutely trim. Get a lot of the stuff off of there that's not necessary. Now, the marbling, you know, obviously leave that. But I would absolutely trim. I wanted to leave as much fat on the steak as possible to give it as much of a chance. I also, originally, I marinated the steak. I don't think I would do that with a good top-quality Mr. P's steak. I might throw a little seasoning on it. Some standard Mr. P's seasoning would be good. If not that, salt, pepper, onion powder, garlic powder, pretty much it, okay? Make sure you preheat your air fryer. That is to say, set it for 400, let it run for 4 or 5 minutes. 5 is pretty standard, okay? And then make sure that while you're doing that, or before you're doing that, that you get your steak out of the refrigerator, you season it up, but let it sit and get to room temperature. I didn't get it all the way to room temperature, and I think that's one of the reasons why it didn't get done in as short a time as I believed it was going to. But get your steak all the way up to room temperature. It might involve leaving it out of the fridge for about a half an hour, and that's going to be okay. So, yeah, warm up, preheat your air fryer, and then put your steak in. You're going to go 400 degrees for 3 minutes. Then flip it over, because even though air gets all the way around, the heating element tends to be on the top in most air fryers, at least the kind I have. You know, you may have a different kind. And you want that kind of sear, as close to a sear as you can get when you're air frying. So flip it over, go another 3 minutes. You do that, you're going to end up with a steak at about 125 degrees, 120, 125. That's going to be medium rare. Leave it in a little bit longer. You can get it to 135. That's going to be medium. You want to go 155, you're a monster, and you should never cook or eat steak again because you like it well done. I'm kidding. I can say that because Tim Melton is not here. Tim loves his steak well done. That's fine. Can you air fry a steak? Yeah, I've got so many other great means. I'll tell you, one time I had these killer steaks. I had not yet learned the cast iron skillet method. I was going to grill them, but when I went to grill them, it was pouring rain out, and I was like, this ain't going to happen. So I just put them on my George Foreman grill. And I'll be honest with you, the George Foreman steaks were better than the air fried steaks. The cast iron skillet, better than the air fried steaks. The grill, better than the air fried steaks. What does the air fried steaks beat? Microwave steaks. If you microwave a steak, it's going to be awful. Don't do that. But if you got an air fryer and you want to give it a try, I know people who swear by it, people who love it. I just wasn't that blown away by it. I didn't feel like it was great. Maybe if you follow my direction here, you can get a better chance of getting a better steak. There's your Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli grilling tip, or air frying tip as the case may be. Pick up their fabulous steak package today, or one of their other monthly meat specials. They go for as low as $74.99. In fact, they have one for $49.99. Boneless sirloin tips, a pound of ground steak, boneless center cut pork chops, boneless skinless chicken breast, bottle of Pilatary's barbecue sauce, all for a great low price. Get on board and don't forget about their fabulous seasonings and sauces. Mr. P's Butcher Shop and Deli. Those are available everywhere, by the way. You can find them at Publix. You can find them at Walmart. 813 Shades Crest Road in beautiful Bluff Park. Making sandwiches until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Go get you some. I should also mention my attorney, Chuck Davis, who would like very much if you were to call him with a legal question of any kind. If you have a question, consultation, first consultation, no cost to you. He wants to help, and that's a good way of helping. So you call him up at 823-9992, 823-9992, or visit him online at Chuck Davis Law, and you make an appointment, and then you go in and you talk to him, okay? And you tell him your story. You say, here's the situation. I'm going through a divorce. We got a custody battle going on here. I got a probate situation on my hands. You know, there could be any number of things. I injured myself somewhere, and they're not willing to come up with the money that I get into an automobile accident. There's a medical malpractice. We think this was wrongful death, whatever it may be. He's a general practice lawyer. He can handle all those things I talked about and many more. So you tell him what the situation is, and he's going to come back at you and tell you whether or not you got a case. I love that about him. No representation is made that the legal services provided are superior to legal services provided by other attorneys. Oh, he's doing $99 simple wills right now. More complex wills are slightly more complex. That is Chuck Davis, Chuck Davis Law. He's my lawyer. He should be yours. 823-9992. If you can't get to him because of whatever medical malady that may have struck you, he can come to you. Okay? So make the call. All righty. We got beautiful clear skies. They look great out a window. A little cold to be out there. We'll get some first news, and then Mark Spud Friedman's going to join us with whatever he wants to kick around today. So don't you dare touch that dial.